When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
A lot of poor folks who are in public housing... who work their asses off, who raise kids on their own, who struggle every day to make ends meet, who have babies, and they're wonderful mothers, and they live in fear that they won't be able to thrive or survive, and their kids will never have a chance because they're in deplorable, despicable public housing. It's a shame. What I don't like is the judgment out there. If we post a story about someone in public housing, you make racial comments, sexist comments, misogynist comments, and portray them and characterize them as all losers and F them. It's a horrible thing. My mom, Rose, used to say it, if not but for the grace of God, therefore art thou go. And with that in mind, it's become my mission and our mission to expose this disgusting, deplorable conditions that folks have to live in public housing. Next week, myself and Mad Max are going to walk live through two of the most despicable, deplorable public housing buildings you've ever seen in your life. It's so dangerous. We have to have people with vests and guns. And so what, man? Can you imagine? You're raising your kid in a place where people are shooting up in the hallways, which they are, pooping on the floor in the hallways, which they are, urinating in the hallways, which there are, fighting each other in the hallways, breaking into their apartments. And in the middle of this, you're trying to raise three kids on your own. And that's what we decided to do. That's the hand we've decided to deal to public folks in public housing. And you decide because they're black and poor that they're losers. Screw you. I ain't living that way. I'm not, man. I tell you, inspired me to get really mad about this. Was this young lady who posted this video and sent it to me, who loves her daughter so much she'd give her life for her, and brought her outside into a tent because the friggin' apartment they put her in public housing in Arlington Heights is full of mold, which could kill her and her kid. Listen to this. Listen.
Okay, so me and baby have to stay in the tent. Okay. I have a fan in here. It's okay. A little hot. Yeah, just me and baby. We order out food. We go to the bathroom upstairs, of course, and stuff like that, and get the things we need out the house. But we're going to stay out here until it's time to go, until they find me a place, an apartment, a hotel, anything safe.
Wouldn't you?
Other than
thank
where
you.
We're at. But this is us.
Wouldn't you do that? If you saw the video from inside our apartment, you would. We set these people up to die, not to fail, to die. We set their babies up to die. So she posts that, and we post it, and goes viral. Rather than the folks at public housing saying, oh my God, look what we're doing to this poor woman, a CYF comes pounding on her door and takes her baby away because she was trying to save her kid's life. Nonsensical. She's with us live. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you? How are you holding up?
That's it.
How are you holding up?
You know what, Morty? I should be better. The problem was they told me that I can get Sapphira back if I get a mental health evaluation.
Right.
I tried that this morning, but I put it on record, and this is what happened. And I have recordings, and I actually need to come get this evidence, Morty, because I'm scared.
Yeah.
I tried to put it on Facebook, and they took it down.
Oh.
Now, what happened was, on this recording was, and I have all the recordings. I cannot lie to you.
Yeah.
But they've taken it down, so I need your help.
Yeah.
What happened on this recordings, she called five different places on recordings, and nobody answered. It's 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Why don't nobody answering to make appointments for myself? So
wow.
Why can I make an appointment?
Wow.
And I can't make this up, Morty. I have it all on a video, and I have it on Facebook. It's on my daughter's Facebook right now, but they won't allow me to place it on my Facebook because my Facebook is a topic. Okay.
So where is your daughter right now?
I have this evidence. My daughter's right here. It's here. Tell him about this evidence. Come on, get up. It's on your Facebook. Tell him your Facebook.
My Facebook is Atiya Shahid, S-H-A-H-I-D. Wait, A-T-I-Y-A-H. S-H-A-H-I-D is my Facebook name.
And what's happening with the baby? Where is she?
The baby is in foster at the moment until I get her and do this evaluation. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to do this evaluation, and they won't even allow me to.
Why?
That's the problem.
Why?
And because I don't know. I have the video of the insurance people calling, but no one's answering. So you're going to tell me that you call five different people.
Wow.
Five different institutions, and no one's answering, but I have it all on video. Now, I could be telling you this, and you wouldn't believe me if I didn't have it on video, but I do.
So what you're saying,
ma'am, me to show the video on Facebook.
So I get this straight. So you're trying to get an appointment to get this exam to get your daughter back, and you can't get any help to get an appointment even.
I can't. No. I can't get any help at all. Okay, listen. My insurance company won't even help me now.
Wow.
Okay, I call my insurance company to make appointments. That's what I do. They called five different people, five different institutions to make an appointment, but no one answered. I don't think that is a coincidence. They were trying to stop me from making an appointment to get to my child. You understand? I am getting messed with on a different level, and I need help from someone that can really help me, someone on a bigger level, someone that's not corrupt. I have this evidence, and I'm scared, okay? I'm scared for my life right now. I have this evidence. I have too much right now. I'm scared for my life and my children's life.
As soon as I get a break, I'm going to call you. We're getting in the middle of this. I thought you had made some progress.
Please, I need somebody to help me. I don't know where else to go, Morty. I swear to God, I try, but this is getting too scary for me. If you can call the insurance company and tell them not to answer for me, and I have it on record.
That's horrible.
No one's answering, Morty. That is not strange. You call five different people and no one's answering until I can make an appointment. So I can get back my child. Now, if I didn't have this and I would have told you this, y'all would have looked at me like I was crazy. But I actually had the evidence. And they won't allow me to put it on Facebook. So I need help.
I'm on it.
But
thank
I
you,
have
my
this
dear.
Evidence.
We're going to get right in the middle of this. I wanted to talk to her and get an update. And obviously, she's got major issues that we have to help her with.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Life-saving, literally, life-saving, life-changing information, UPMC. That story is dramatic enough. There's so many people out there struggling, and in public housing, and it's why we've decided to kind of make this part of our mission to expose some of the disgusting elements of public housing. In the housing we're about to go into next week, there are frayed wires. There's a parking garage that's about to collapse. The owners are these wealthy investment folks out of New York, and they don't give a crap if these people die. Well, we're going to make them care, and we're going to get them charged. It's horrible, man. And then kids grow up in this. And so many of these kids are lost, man. Listen to this. Man, this is unsettling. Police department released this. This is crazy. So imagine how precious a four-year-old is in your life. Anyone out there that's had four-year-olds, they're amazing. That's that, those years where they're just miracles. They love you. Everything you do, they love. And when they talk, you just, it fills you with joy because their voice. So early this morning, I'm trying to pinpoint a time. Wow. A young female juvenile, 4 years old approximately, found in the 500 block of Crawford Street. Early in the morning, a four-year-old walking alone. Jesus. Resident called 911, saw the little girl approaching their home on a doorbell cam. Wow. Check this out. So the cops arrive. They can't find her home? A four-year-old. This isn't a kitten. This isn't someone's dog without a collar. Wow. Four-year-old. So the cops get there, a bunch of them, and they start looking through the neighborhood for mom, dad, parent, guardian, someone. They can't find them. Ugh. She's not injured. She's in Children's. Jesus, man. She was found wearing a gray tank top and shorts. Her hair had braids with beads. Is Crawford Street, is that East Liberty or the Hill District? I apologize. Someone help me out. Crawford. Awful. 500 block of Crawford Street. Jesus. So a couple things that really upset me about this is that, so someone has a kid and their kid walked away from the house and it's in the Hill District. Thank you. And their kid walked away from the house and a neighbor pulls them in and all the cops arrive looking for the parent, guardian, someone, and they can't find them. What are we doing here, man? Can you imagine? As one of my boys who sent me the text just said, how do you not know your four-year-old is missing? I do not know. I can't wrap my arms around. So either mom, dad slept in, mom isn't there, dad isn't there, someone's high, someone's in jail, someone's not. Someone left the door open, someone left the door closed. Now you can say they need to arrest the parents. Okay, that'll help. Because then the four-year-old ends up in a foster system and bounces around in there, which they're at. What's this update say? She is now in the custody of Allegheny County's Office of Children, Youth, and Families. There you go. I don't know whether I'm afraid or mad or scared or disgusted or a combination of all those things. Where we live in a time and place where a four-year-old could wander around. I'm trying to get a more specific time other than early this morning. But somehow a kid's walking around outside and then you hear the sirens and the cops arrive and they start going door to door, banging on doors, and no one knows who the kid is. And the only reason the kid's not still wandering around is some wonderful neighbor saw the kid on a doorbell cam and brought her inside. And it makes me sad to read the description of what she was wearing, because then you understand how beautiful she is. Man. That she had her hair in braids with beads. I'm going to find out what happened. I'm going to find out who mom and dad are. I'm going to find out how this occurred. I'm going to find out how this is resolved and kind of trace this back to its origins. There's so many things that we could say about this that are just tragic. But the most significant is the text that the cop sent to me. How the hell could you not know your four-year-old is missing? I don't know. I don't know. I would lose my mind if your kid disappeared for 30 seconds when you were in the front yard and they ran in the backyard. You would lose your mind. If you're in an event and they walk away into the crowd for 15 seconds, you lose your mind. Yet somehow this kid got up really early morning, went outside on her own, and just started wandering around, and no one knew. Guardian, parent, brother, sister, mother, uncle, aunt. And thank God the kid's alive, because these stories sometimes get really, really ugly. Makes me sad. We will let you know how this ends, how it began, as soon as we learn, because this sort of thing is an American tragedy.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I wanted to mention this Schweibel's thing, this bakery, for a variety of reasons. Tony, hang in there, man. I'm going to get to you, brother. It's just, they have 800 employees, man. And it's just old school, old-fashioned business, you know. They're the number one supplier of bread for Giant Eagle, so it's not as if they don't have success or don't sell product. And they're shutting down for various reasons, but I want to get into some of this. So we kind of got jacked up in the last couple of days because we heard there was someone interested in buying them. And I talked to some of my insiders who know this business and said, yeah, it's being looked at. Then we find out that an interest that has loans with them is suing them because they owe $3.7 million. Then we find out that the unions have grievances because they have issues with finances and payment and that sort of thing and benefits. And then Schweibel's comes out a little while ago and says they're, it doesn't look like this buyer has emerged and the talks have come to a close to acquire them. There's so many things about this that make me sad. Number one, it's family owned. Number two, it's been here forever. Number three, they have almost 800 employees and about 400 in Youngstown. And Youngstown is already struggling. You know what I'm saying? And then I find out that, yeah, they make money. They sell bread. They do okay. But here's what happens. The same thing that happened with the steel business. It gets old. So from what I'm told from guys who know this business, Schweibel's got old. Not their people, but that's true too. But their equipment got old. Their buildings got old. Their machinery isn't automated. It's old. And to kickstart it and to reinvigorate it would cost millions of dollars. Millions. And I think I've told you the margins in the food business, which you don't want to believe, but it's true. 1.5 to 3%. Seriously. So someone says, you got to come in here, spend $5-10 million on equipment, settle a $3.7 million loan, take on union grievances. And now they're saying, no, we're done. And I'll tell you why that makes me sad, because no one's there to fill that void. No one. No. Who makes the bread? I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Who makes the bread? And it's kind of what happened with the steel business. It got old, man. And the competitors, China, Japan, got automated, man. They blew up the unions and the labor agreements. They didn't want to refurbish. It was billions of dollars. They said, screw it, and shut down, and everybody went home. It's the truth. And I might be simplifying it and minimalizing it, but it's what happened. And this is a family-owned business, and they give a damn, and they make a great product, and it's old school, and it sells, and it makes money, but not enough money. And there you have it. It makes me so sad. And now there is no plan B. I was asking my boys in the business yesterday if they could get me a name of the company that was interested in buying them. And they probably didn't give it to me because now they know that their company's gone. And now Schweibel's is winding down. It's heartbreaking, man. It just is. Meantime, I have to grab a man, Tony, who loves his neighborhood on the north side, who gives a damn and wants it to change because there's drugs and drug dealers and nothing changes. And he's frustrated as hell. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Not too good, Marty. And I hope I don't start rambling on. And I apologize ahead of time if I do.
I love you.
But I just got off the phone with my state senator, and my Connie Rapp was supposed to be, and this whole thing is totally ridiculous. That this meeting we had on Tuesday, because I had a fight with my the chief of staff of my council person, canceled a meeting on July the 1st because he had a post agenda after the council meeting.
Hold on, let's not get lost in the weeds here. Tell us what's happening in your neighborhood, in particular on the north side, on California Avenue, please.
Well, in particular on this meeting on Tuesday night, that basically I was left out of the loop because I had that argument from a couple weeks before.
But hold on, Tony, you have drug dealers and overdoses, and it's ruined the neighborhood, hasn't it?
Right. This one particular house that where the drugs are coming out of, that it's LLC, and they got to change the LLC on that to that, and they don't want to do it because they say it's a county issue. And then there's problems, you know, with the high weeds and try to do that. And now they're saying that the PLI is shortage of staff, and then there's issues that they don't have enough people to do that. And then when they want to clean and lean the property, one says it's 2 to 4 weeks to do that, and another one says it'll be decades. And the drug activity, they got to see it. But yeah.
Well, hold on, Tony. Take a breath. Listen and talk to me. You're afraid to leave there. Why?
Because you don't know what happened. Because it was on March the 18th, there was a homicide in the rear of my house back there, and that's drug related.
That's right.
And then there's 3 overdoses since March.
Right. You're afraid to go to church.
Well, I actually got to go to church, but it was like, you know, hurry up and come back home, because I don't know what. In fact, they was out here again last night, walking in the afternoon from the methadone clinic, which is like a mile or so away from the house, and they come up with another guy from the clinic who went to go get his stuff, and they go in there all day and shoot up, and then 11 o'clock at night, then he's playing in the neighborhood looking around. Then he walks down the street, and it took him 15 minutes to walk around and look around to see who's looking at him. And the only reason why I heard that, because I heard a noise. So I looked out the door, and I had to go back in and try to do that. And it's hard for me because I have disabilities.
Well, and what about the police, sir? And what about your state senator? And what about your community leaders? What are they telling you?
Well, the city says the county needs to change some of these LLCs for the drug things and all that, and to go see the county. And then I even called the state, and it's up to the state to change some of these things because they got to go through, like, the Home Rule Charter or something like that. And I just called my senator up, and he says, no, that's a city issue. But the city is blaming and giving me all these numbers to call. Then I end up back at the city, and the city says, well, we're shortage of staff.
Ridiculous.
Or, you know, police and fire, and we'll try to get somebody undercover to come look at that.
This has ruined your neighborhood.
Well, why?
Yeah, it has. Tony, we're going to walk it next week. We're going to show it live. We're going to point it out. We're going to get it done, brother, okay?
Well, promises is promises.
I'm all in. I love them. A lot happening right now. I'm getting texts from a bunch of folks on the south side. There's a pool over there right next to the Birmingham Bridge. We've actually been there. It's actually a very nice pool. Ormsby. This is so obnoxious. They're calling all the parents. Can you imagine? They have a day camp going there. Let me make sure I get through my notes here. They have a day camp going there. And they're 40 kids. And their parents are getting calls to come and get their kids. Can you imagine? You're at work. You got your kid at a day camp thinking, oh, this is cool. Beautiful pool, warm day. Wow, this is great. Send them to day camp. They'll have a blast. So they're calling all the parents of the kids at this day camp at the Ormsby pool because there's going to be a takeover at 2 o'clock. These morons who believe that taking over a pool or an event or downtown or beating people up or shooting people or stabbing them or robbing them is fun. So now all the parents are freaking out. And they're rushing over to this pool on the south side, this Ormsby pool, and picking up their kids. The frenzy continues. So you're going to have an empty pool, and then the cops, I'm sure, will show up waiting for these idiots to show up for their stupid takeover. This is where we're at in America. You know, I've heard this from 100 different people. We have to grab the ringleaders and arrest them and charge them try them as adults and make examples of them until they realize that this isn't fun. That now they're being treated like adults and punished like adults. Because now you're disrupting life for regular folks who are just trying to get their kids to a day camp in a very hot day in the summer. And you're ruining, this is terrorizing people. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then there's this. I wanted to play this for you. This just came to me in the last few minutes. And as the guy that gave me the tip said, this is a shame, man. This is a damn shame. Listen to this. This happened last night. Hold on.
Crawford, off of Center Avenue. This caller said a 4-year-old black female wearing a gray tank top jumpsuit was knocking at her door. Unknown where the parent is.
55 from Lawrenceville.
53-136. 37, good. It's going to be a negative.
He's going to try and lead us to Grandma's house. Right now we're going up low.
That's a good copy.
253.
253, go ahead.
All right, we started walking, trying to find where Grandma lives, and negative results. So we're going to walk back to the original location. We have medics respond to our location, please.
Jesus. Come on, man. Everybody thinks it's that... Yeah, I wandered away when I was like, this ain't that. Come on, man. It's disgusting. I don't know what to say. I hope she's all right. I hope they found mom and dad. I hope mom and dad are all right. I hope there's a guardian. I hope they found grandma. They couldn't find grandma. And you can hear by the frantic tone of the cops that they give a damn because they're cops. Hard for me to wrap my arms around all this stuff, but we do the best we can. I'm sending this information about this, this pool takeover plan at Ormsby Park at 2 o'clock to the police. Teen takeover, idiots. Ormsby pool. And now mom and dad, we're trying to get one of the mothers on the air here. Mom and dad rushing to the scene to take their kids out of a camp so they don't get their ass kicked at a pool instead of swimming today. That's just great. So in one 15-minute sequence here, you have a 4-year-old girl that's wandering around in the middle of the night from the government-funded project units up there in the Hill District. Thank you, Patrick, for sending that picture. The infamous Crawford Square apartments. And And now you have a pool, which Patrick has actually on the stream, which is why he's so good at what he does, where they have some sort of a day camp, which is very common. Kids go there, they have fun, they have lunch, they play games, blah, blah, blah. Now they're being evacuated from there because of a team takeover announced at 2 o'clock. Screw that. Put a couple of squad cars there. Let the kids swim their asses off. Don't punish them. Put a couple of squad cars there with their lights on. And when the idiots show up, let them go home. When you shut something like this down, the thugs, the hooligans, the bums, they win. Right? Don't mess with those poor kids at a day camp, at a pool. Arrest the idiots that show up to take over the pool in an hour. Wouldn't that make more sense? Enforcement? Huh? That's what I would do. Anyway, parents are in a panic. They're now showing up, taking out their kids, and so it goes. The endless crap that we have to deal with as we try to figure out what the hell's going on with teenagers in America.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.